Addison Ehler of the ESAC Raiders joining us here as she is our September Female Spotlight Athlete of the Month. And Addison, congratulations, first of all. I know you're a four-sport star up there for ESAC County, but off to a tremendous, tremendous start here in the volleyball season, and we're going to start it off with that. Let's talk a little bit about volleyball and the start to the year for you here. What has happened? What did you do in the off season? You have started on a tear, averaging, you know, 14, 15 kills per match, and just, you know, hitting the ball so well. And that's not the only part of the game that you're doing well, but you know, what was the focus like for you to get volleyball season going?
Yeah, that's a great question. I played USA this past spring. That really helped me. It always helped me. It helped me my freshman year when I did it. Over the summer, we worked a lot in the gym, not just me, but I know other girls, but I would go to the rec after like open gyms every other day, just to, you know, get extra reps in, get that repetition going. I've just really been focusing on it, 'cause I know this year my team is going to need me a lot more. So I knew that this year had to be important.
What's that pressure been like? You just said the team needs you more. I remember hearing Coach kind of hollering out to you on the floor this past Saturday at the South Central Calhoun tournament, you know, Maddie, Addie, we need you to, you know, to kind of take over for us, type of a thing. So that's a pressure. How do you like having that pressure?
It's hard at times, I will say, having to deal with all different types of personalities on the floor and like knowing what I can say and like I don't want to step on anyone's toes. But yeah, it is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I enjoy under pressure. I love those games that are just really close, and you know, my team has to count on me all the time. So yeah.
What's been the favorite match for you so far this season?
Oh, probably West Bend.
What was it?
They were undefeated. They were undefeated, and we came up and swept them in three on their home court.
How did you feel? Feeling. How did you feel like you played, and how did you feel like the team played overall to go get what was a huge win at that time?
I think I played pretty well. You know, a couple hitting errors, but that just comes with the game. We started off really strong, first two sets. Third set, not a lot, but we came back, we battled back, and we got that win. So super proud of all of us.
Did you know that this team had the potential to be as good as it was? You graduated such a great class. You mentioned that you knew they were going to lean on you a little bit more this year. So what was the feeling going into the year about how good this team could be?
It was definitely questionable. I know that there was a lot of girls on the team that were talented, but having to put us all together, like we've never played before. So it was definitely questionable. But I think hard work, it shows, it pays off. So I think if we keep working hard, it will continue into the season.
Where's the biggest area you feel the team's gotten better as the year's gone on?
I don't know. Probably passing, digging the ball, moving our feet, hustling in those big moments where we need people to step up. It can't just be me. It has to be everyone else. Serving was a really big thing. Kate and OK and Ella have gotten a lot of aces this year, and that's really helped us in momentum. So, yeah.
For you, where have you grown this year as a player from your first 3 years? You've been an outstanding player. You've taken it to a whole nother level this year.
Yeah, I think I've grown in leadership. You know, last year I had Kate, I had Genna, you know, I didn't really have to worry that much. But this year I really had to step up in leadership and lead my team, and these are just a great group of girls, and I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
That's awesome to hear that, Addie. Let's talk about that summer workout. I mentioned you're a four-sport athlete, you know, so you play soccer in the spring. You know, you got softball in the summer, you know, basketball in the winter. How did you find time to work on in the spring like you did, and then also to put in as much time in the summer? Because, you know, softball season's a busy one.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, very tough. You know, I had to get up at 6 a.m. and go work out, lift, do open gyms for volleyball and basketball after, soccer sometimes every other day, like with Sundays and stuff like that. And camps, of course, associated with all that. It was very hard. But, I mean, if you want it hard enough, you got to work for it. I just found time. Even if I was tired from the morning before, I knew that just getting those arm swings in was really important.
How's that arm holding up right now?
It's Holden. It's Holden. Yeah, very a lot of reps every time, every practice, you know. But I love doing it, and I wouldn't want to do it any other way. I love it so much. So, yeah.
You hear a lot of kids and even adults say, that kids don't have a lot of time today to be kids because you have so much off-season stuff while you're in another season. So for you as a kid, how do you find that time to go be a high school kid and go get to do the things that high school kids get to do beyond being able to play sports?
I think prioritizing your time. So like with school and stuff like that, I just try to get it done during the day and stuff like that. And on weekends, if I don't have a tournament, I'm able to go do something. But a lot of the times, I find myself very, very tired. So I do enjoy just to stay home and kind of rest and relax.
What's your favorite thing to do outside of sports?
Oh my, that's a hard one. I feel like my sports is my life. I like to walk my dog. I like to play video games with my sister. Yeah, just kind of normal stuff.
What's the favorite video game with your sister?
Hi, Minecraft. Or like Wii. We like to play the Wii a lot.
What's the favorite game on the
Probably Wii Sports Resort.
Wii? I thought maybe you were going to say volleyball with that. So that's awesome that you're able to find that time to be able to do that. Where did this kind of development of love of sports come from for you?
Oh my, that's a tough one. I think ever since I was young, I was super competitive. And like, of course, realizing like growing up, realizing like I could play on and it would help pay for like college and stuff like that. I'm just a super competitive person. I like to win. And I realized that. And I realized if I want to be good, I have to work hard at everything I do. And I want my team and the school to be successful. Building that culture at USAC is really important to me. So having successful programs is a good thing as well. So, yeah.
Do you get that? Who do you get that competitiveness from?
Probably my mom. I really have no idea. It kind of just sparked in me. It might be from having two older siblings and always kind of being like, oh, like we're gonna go do our thing, and like you're not old enough to play with that. Yeah.
So, have you gotten to the age yet where you're starting to beat those older siblings in some of these activities?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I haven't beaten them for a while now.
What's that feeling like?
The best feeling. I mean, nothing can top winning.
That is, I get the sense that you hate losing probably more than you like to win.
Yeah.
So
I take it to heart.
it is, it's tough. I completely understand that feeling. So, Addie, for you mentioned the four sports you played. I'm guessing I know this, but I want to ask, which one's your favorite?
I would say volleyball or basketball, probably. You know, basketball, we had a great season. I think we developed a lot, and I think this year it will be another amazing season and hopefully a better record. But I think volleyball and basketball are my two favorite, and I've grown so much in the past 2 years that I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
You are a tremendous basketball player. I love watching you rebound and score inside. So, where did the development and the love of basketball come? Has that been since you were a little kid, or has that been more since the way you've grown and improved as a high school player?
I think it's been more how I've grown and improved as a high school player. Basketball was really like probably my least favorite sport when I was like in middle school and elementary, and it showed a lot. But I think high school, something just clicked in me, and I was like, this is really fun. Like if I'm like this is so fun, like fast pace, I love that. I love just running. I think it's a lot of fun.
How do you tell young girls that? Because you hear so many young girls say, "Oh, I hate basketball," or "Basketball's boring." What do you tell them about how you were able to develop the love and how maybe they can as well?
Well, I definitely tell them that they need to try it. A lot of freshmen come in, they're like, oh, I'm done with basketball. Like, I want to not do it. I'm like, at least try it. It's a lot of fun. I mean, Jason, you either love him or you hate him. But I love Jason, and you know him. You know how he is. He's just going to tell you how it is.
Yep.
And some girls can't take that, and that's okay. Then they can do other things. But I think as as long as you try it and you like, I love watching basketball, like Caitlin Clark, like all that stuff. It's just, it's such a fun game. It's getting so big in the world today. And I think at least if they just try it, like that's the best thing that I can hope for.
Talk a little bit about what you've seen and how maybe Caitlin Clark has allowed that love of basketball to grow even more for you.
Oh my gosh, she's just insane. And it's opened up my like viewpoint to every other team, you know. It's not just Iowa or Indiana Fever. It's like every other team. Like they're just, it's amazing what they're doing for the game. And same with volleyball, like Nebraska and stuff like that. Like women's sports are just on the rise, and I think that's such a cool thing.
That's awesome that you've noticed that as a young player. Talk about, and that's really cool because I agree, Nebraska with the football stadium game from last year and then what Caitlin Clark and, you know, and Angel Reese and everybody's done with basketball. To be a young person and to see the sports that you're playing, especially for you to start to grow, what does that mean for you?
It means so much. You know, I always looked up to Nebraska players and Iowa State players and players just locally. It just means so much to me because it's like, oh, wow, like that's me. Like, I can do that. Or, like, it's just crazy because, you know, it's always like NBA, NFL, and stuff like that. I'm like, that's not the funnest for me to watch, at least. And I know there's a lot of other people that feel that way because it's like, I don't really understand football. Like, but, yeah, so it's honestly just tremendous, and it's made my love for the sport grow because they play at such a high level, and it's insane. But, yeah.
Who's your favorite Nebraska volleyball player?
Oh, my. Try Andy Jackson. She's really, really good.
Yes, she is. Great middle. And she's taken her game to another level for them this year as well. Let's talk some of the other sports for you. You know, soccer and softball. Your thoughts on both of those and what you're looking forward to with both of those seasons coming up.
Soccer. I love soccer. I just started playing it recently, like my freshman year. Like I quit for a while since like fourth grade, I think. And I'm really glad I went out because it's either that or track because I can't just sit still. You can't figure that out. yeah, but we graduated a lot of seniors last year, a lot of great leaders, Kenna, Cora, Hannah, you know, just great. We had a lot of balance in the offense and defense. And now this year, I don't really know what it's going to look like. We might change our formation. I don't know. But there's going to be a lot of new people out there. So, again, stepping up, leading that, and making sure that they have a person that they need to ask questions or talk to during the game.
For you with the leader, having to do this now as a senior, how much do you think that's going to help you in other aspects of your life as you grow older?
It's going to help me a ton. You know, leadership is something that is so universal and can be used in so many different ways. It doesn't just have to be me telling someone something or something like that, but it'll be really good.
Have you even started thinking about softball season yet, or is that so far in the future right now that softball is kind of the last thing on the mind, I imagine?
Yeah, it is. I really haven't thought about it much, but again, we did graduate a good class, you know, Jamie. But we do have our pitcher. She's a freshman, and she's crazy, and I'm so excited to see what this team's going to do.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, if you want to play maybe at the next level, you got to work hard. Is the thought for you to go play somewhere in college? And which sport are you most intrigued about going to play? Because I imagine you're probably hearing from coaches in some of the different sports.
Yes, I am. I would like to play volleyball, but, like, basketball is also an option for me. I couldn't, like, if you would have told 10-year-old me that I'm getting recruited for basketball or whatever, like, that's just crazy to me because I was like, basketball's okay, it's not my favorite, but yeah, I'm definitely excited for the future, and those are definitely options for me.
What was it like that first time you heard from a college coach?
It was the best, like, feeling. I don't even know how to describe it, but like, all this hard work that you've put in, it is paying off,
and I can,
and somebody recognized it.
I can tell that the education part of your life means something to you as well. What do you want to do in the future? What's Addie Ehler want to be someday?
Well, I was thinking pre-vet. That's an option. But also sports medicine, like physical therapy and stuff like that, also really interests me.
Well, I tell you what, I have a feeling you're going to be great in whatever you do someday. I think you need to think about sports broadcasting as well and radio broadcasting. I think that'd be a fun career for you. But I tell you what, I really enjoy watching you play. You play hard in everything you do, and every moment you're on the court, it means something to you or the field. So I appreciate you joining us, and congratulations again and being our Spotlight Athlete of the month of September.
Thank you, and thank you for covering all the sports. I know it's probably a very, very hefty job to do.
Addison Ehler again with the ESAC Raiders joining us here on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.